It's Tech Tuesday, and our guest is Bridget Carey. She is the CNET senior editor. Just a quick word of warning, Bridget. There's a lot going on here in town today.
And I'm going to interrupt you right away.
Here's an example. Steve, go ahead.
Bridget, sorry, but this is a pretty interesting
sure.
piece of information. A police department spokesman telling WGN Radio that the Chicago Police Department was not advised of this decision coming today. Now, we've talked quite a lot this morning about Superintendent Johnson being quite exercised when he announced the charges, being very emotional about the charges. So it is very surprising to me that they didn't go to him or go to the police department and say, hey, look, this is about to come down today. But we've been told by someone who would know that the police department did not get a heads up. We expect Superintendent Johnson and the mayor to issue a joint statement coming up in maybe an hour or so. This is we await word from Smollett's attorneys.
Can't wait to hear that, Steve. Thank you very much. That's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom.
How about this, Bridget? This is some crazy information coming out about the Jussie Smollett case. And you can find that on Apple News, and you can find everything on Apple now.
Yeah, because Apple's all about selling you services, and you know, we all have iPhones, or so they say. So now they're focusing on the services to put on these iPhones and iPads and devices. So that was the big news yesterday. They're coming out with several new things. One is you might have heard of Apple News already. I mean, it's been around for a couple of years, but they're doing Apple News Plus to kind of throw in. Magazines. So you're looking at like $10 a month. The family can share this access to being able to see top stories, trending stories, personalized recommendations for like 300 magazines included with the day-to-day news. The old one is free with just news, but like from websites and whatnot. But now they're throwing in subscription services with that. That, though, is the only thing that is available right now, because they also talked about a lot of services that are coming out later this year. For example, when it comes to Apple Pay, paying with your phone, later this year you'll be able to, in Chicago and New York City and Portland, pay with transit with your phone. So instead of going and getting a ticket to, public
CTA,
transit.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't actually say which one, but, on their presentation. But I know that some people have said already what they're implementing. That's going to be later this year. And then they're having an Apple credit card as part of this expansion into paying with your phone. So imagine just instantly applying for a credit card for Apple on your phone and having it part of that, tap to pay in your phone system, and they'll give you cash back for when you, 2% if you ever use Apple Pay, if you're like going to buy something or wherever, or 3% if you buy an Apple product with it. And then you're like, okay, what about the physical card? Well, you're going to have a physical card also. There'll be no number printed on it, just a little chip, we're going to have to wait and see how that all shapes out, but it is interesting for sure to see Apple kind of go into this new direction. This is going to be a MasterCard credit card. It's going to be a partnership with their bank is Goldman Sachs. They don't typically do credit cards for consumers, but there you go. This is going to be coming out in the summer. And there's also a new subscription service for games on the iPhone and for television and movies and content. They're kind of, in a way, trying to get their foot into taking on Netflix with something called Apple TV Plus.
And I have one word for you that why it's going to work.
Because?
Okay. Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah came to the stage in the presentation along with a bunch of other celebrities like Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston. Everyone's talking about their new shows. We didn't really see trailers so much as a lot of talk about the things they're working on. We don't know the price. We don't know what else it'll offer besides the few shows they were teasing. But this is just another step in the direction of Apple trying to say, hey, we're going to offer you more content for your devices. But what was interesting is that normally you have to buy an Apple device to see their Apple TV, but they're saying that their Apple TV app, the one that's been existing for a while, that kind of gets you access to different shows right now, that one's coming to Roku and smart TVs, and they're kind of breaking it away from actually having a box you have to buy that is from Apple and hook it to your TV. So they're kind of doing a two-layer approach here. They're having something where, hey, if you subscribe to cable, if you want to subscribe to HBO and Showtime and those things, we're going to have this nice little app that makes it easy to hunt for a show. So it's not, and so it's like a, you know, kind of bundling everything you already pay for in an easy menu. But on top of that, there'll be something where you pay to extra, maybe, to see their Apple original shows and Apple original movies. Right now it's mostly shows, not so much movies, but you never know.
Are we to assume by pulling out stars like Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell that they'll be starring in new shows or just producing?
Yes.
Or some, yeah?
Yes, and in fact, the one with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston is called The Morning Show, and it's also has Reese Witherspoon in it, and this is something where it's like the struggles of men and women in the workplace told through the drama of a morning national TV show, you know, so,
right,
yeah, so, and there's a couple other things. There's even kid content, like a spinoff of Sesame Street with a Muppet that, you know, explains how to problem solve, and with a little bit of a focus on science and computing, you know. So we didn't get to see any examples of what these shows look like, but the Muppet was on stage and all the stars were on stage, and I guess this is something that we're going to learn more about as the year goes on.
So it's official. Apple is taking over the world. Did Steven Spielberg have something to do with this too?
Yeah, and which was very eyebrow raising, because if you were paying attention the past couple of weeks, he's been saying he's been talking negatively about Netflix, saying that movies on Netflix should not be up for Oscars awards, and yet here he is going, well, I have a new TV show on this other streaming service, and it's going to do something a spinoff of that, all those old Amazing Stories comics, and redoing them for the TV screen.
That sounds good. I like that.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And so everything was talked about, everything Apple, except there's probably going to be another new iPhone soon, right? Was that talked about at all?
Not one device was talked about. And you know what? That is, first off, unusual. It was a different kind of Apple event, but it shows you where they're going. And that kind of convo for the iPhones and whatnot, that's all a fall thing. So expect to hear those conversations in September when they have their usual iPhone gathering. This spring was just a different kind of spring. Normally they talk about iPads. They didn't this time. It was just about services.
I had a weird thing happen through Facebook over the weekend. I got three text messages from a certain code. I don't know what the number was.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, here is your verification code for your Facebook login. And I'm sitting there watching TV, not touching my phone. So I'm like, that's weird. Somebody's trying to get a verification code to change my password on Facebook. I didn't know what that was. I know. It just kind of freaked me out. So I just went into Facebook and changed my password because I didn't know what else to think of.
Yeah.
But it was.
That's the right thing to do.
But I mean, so that just seems weird to me. Your phone number is connected to your Facebook account.
Right,
so
right.
Someone went in there and tried to change my password, we can assume that was it, correct?
Wendy, this is the reason why people need two-step authentication.
Yeah.
You are the poster child here because you saved yourself. You know, someone is messing with your account, but they can't get in unless they also have your phone and get that text message. It's like two passwords they need. So they're trying. They're stopped because you're sitting there with your phone going, well, sorry, I have the second level of the code. And if you change it, good. You know, so this is what you should have on all your services, you know, whether it's Facebook, email, a banking account, two-step is the way to go for everything.
It's inconvenient. I will give you that because I know we all like to save passwords. But think about it. If you save passwords on your work computer, and
right.
Sometimes Bill and I forget to log off, someone can just pop open your email and check out all your secret stuff.
Yeah, and it's another reason why you need different passwords for a lot of these big services, because if something gets hacked from an email account, they could use it. You don't want them using it against you on your social media accounts, you know.
And what are you working on video-wise? Can we see anything at CNET? We follow you on Instagram, Bridget Happens, and on Twitter, at Bridget Carey. Anything video-wise you got going?
Well, I just had some fun with a new Nintendo Labo virtual reality program, so that's up now. Nintendo Labo, for those who don't know, like, there's these cardboard contraptions, these accessories you build yourself for the Switch console. It gives kids and their parents, you know, some fun to, like, make something and then play games that just work. And here's just their take on virtual reality. It's very unique. Like there are, like, imagine constructing out of cardboard a duck, and you put it on your face, and you flap the wings, and you're flying, because in your face is the Switch, and you're seeing the 3D world. But it makes you think differently about virtual reality. You just kind of dip in and dip out. You don't get sick, because these are short 5-minute games, you know. There was a giant blaster gun that you hold up to your head and, like, shoot these aliens in a very arcade kind of way. So it's a lot of creativity there. It's coming out soon, and it starts at about $40 if you wanna like, you know,
it's
have
not
kids
bad.
Think
that's
differently.
Very affordable. Bridget,
yeah,
there's a commercial where there's a bunch of kids in the park and they're shooting at this giant hologram of an ogre. Did you ever see that commercial? Everyone's
no,
working together to take down this giant monster in a park, and I want to play that. When can I play that? I know it's just a commercial, but I'm ready.
Augmented reality like that is going to be all over, because they're pushing that in new phones now. So everyone's coming out with games and accessories to work with your existing phones so you can shoot down ogres in parks.
All right, put
all
my name on the list, because I want to be the first one called when that becomes a reality.
Sure thing.
I got to tell you, that Nintendo Switch is pretty awesome. Both my boys have it, and we had to go somewhere this weekend where it wasn't really that kid-friendly, so they brought their own Switch. They played in the back seat. It's just amazing how you can do anything on that Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And Bridget, I have to tell you this. You'll appreciate it, being the techie that you are. I want to get this CBS All Access, because the Twilight Zone, the new episodes of the Twilight Zone start next week. So I wanted to get in on it, and I went to their website, and it said you could watch their shows on your phone, on your computer, or even your television. Like, they throw that in as, like, an extra bonus, something you wouldn't have normally thought of, but you can even watch a TV show on a TV if you want to.
Imagine that. I think it's confusing with how many apps there are right now, so they have to say that in their marketing.
Right. Right. It needs to be said.
Like I have a Roku, and it can do it that way, too. Right.
Wow.
Well, perfect. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll keep you posted, listeners, on the Jussie Smollett developments. And Bridget, you can find her at CNET.com, Twitter at Bridget Carey, and Instagram at Bridget Happens. And we'll look for your Labo video on CNET.com. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye, Bridget. A little bit of a break, some news, and then more show. Stick around for that, Steve.
Just a heads up, we're still waiting for attorneys to speak and prosecutors as well. As I think I told you, Eric Rung reporting from WGN that the police department was not given a heads up on this. So Jussie Smollett, charges dropped, according to his attorneys. Those aren't quite the words being used by prosecutors. However, they do say the case has been resolved with past volunteer work and a forfeiture of a $10,000 bond. We'll get more on that as soon as we have it.
And Steve has it all coming from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next, WGN.